This is Health Matters reporting on diet soda.
Studies indicate that diet soda does not deliver reduced weight or good health. Diet soda has not only failed to stop weight gain, it is linked to increased health risks. Over the past decade, detailed studies that factored in lifestyle, ethnicity, regular soda, as well as diet soda or no soda at all, indicate that diet soda leads to poor health.
Just a few months ago, the Journal of American Geriatric Society reported that diet soda increases belly fat. Their study followed 749 people ages 65 and older for 9 years. People who didn't drink diet soda gained less than an inch around their waist. Those who drank diet soda every day gained 3.2 inches. Occasional drinkers of diet soda gained about 1.8 inches around the waist.
In 2006, a Dartmouth medical school found that diet soda increased blood glucose levels in people who drank more than one diet soda daily. People with diabetes who monitor their blood glucose levels have been reporting a connection between drinking diet soda and glucose levels for years.
A University of Texas study found that people who drink several cans of diet soda a day tend to gain more weight and become obese, way more so than people who drink regular soda. In fact, the Texas study found that the more diet soda study participants drank per day, the more weight they gained.
A French study found a strong correlation between those who drank artificially sweetened beverages and increased diabetes risk. The study followed more than 66,000 women for 14 years. Women who drank at least the 20-ounce diet soda per week more than doubled the risk for diabetes compared to the women who did not consume any sweetened beverages.
A U.S. study on atherosclerosis found multiple ethnic populations drinking diet soda at least once daily had a 67% greater risk of type 2 diabetes after 7 years. And an 8-year Texas heart study found that normal weight adults who consumed more than 20 diet beverages per week nearly doubled their risk of being overweight or obese. That's 3 diet drinks per day, which is fairly normal for people who use diet sweeteners in coffee or tea, whether or not they drink diet soda.
In summary, studies indicate that daily consumption of diet soda and diet sweeteners can lead to weight gain, impaired glucose control, eventual diabetes, possible heart disease. So the question is why? Why is drinking diet soda associated with high risks for these conditions? It's clear that the human body reacts to artificial sweeteners in an unanticipated way.
A psychological explanation points to the perception that it's okay to drink as much diet soda as you want because of the low calories. And it is true that patients with diabetes or at high risk for metabolic syndrome tend to consume more diet soda. But that in itself doesn't explain the weight gain. Low calorie is supposed to protect from weight gain.
Does the body miss the calories associated with a sweet taste, thus causing food cravings and overeating? That's one theory being examined. Another is that artificial sweeteners interfere with gut microflora, the trillions of microorganisms in the stomach and intestines that are essential to digestion and assimilation. And this is complicated because every individual's microbiome is different.
Israeli researchers found that some types of bacteria got pushed out of the digestive tracts of people and mice when they consumed artificial sweeteners. As a result, other types of bacteria began to proliferate. So that posed provocative questions. Why does the microflora of some people respond that way to artificial sweeteners? Were the bacteria that got pushed out the ones that helped to stabilize glucose levels?
The jury is still out on what's going on here, and studies continue. In the meantime, science has shown that diet soda poses health risks not worth taking. While it remains true that less exercise and overeating are the basic causes of weight gain and obesity, diet soda has now become a casual factor, as well as artificial sweeteners in general. What's the answer? From where we sit, it seems wise to stay with what nature provides and drink water instead of soda.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.